The most visible symbol during the Advent season is probably the Advent wreath. And each of the candles on the Advent wreath are symbolic, and they carry a theme for the week. You know, the first candle for last week symbolized hope. The second candle for this week of Advent symbolizes peace. And so a good question to start out with is, you know, what is peace? You know, especially in a culture where there's so much anxiety, and so many people are seeking treatments or therapies for anxiety. You know, what is peace? Peace is not just an absence of war. And it's not just being in a quiet, relaxing place, maybe with soothing music and, you know, the chaos of life somewhere else. You know, peace is an interior effect in our soul when we are united with God. And so peace is something that's interior, and it doesn't matter what's going on around us. If our external circumstances are peaceful or whether they're a chaotic mess, interior peace can still reign within us. You know, when I think about the moments of life where I experience the greatest peace, there's a few of them that come to mind. And the first is through the sacrament of confession. You know, it can be nerve-wracking to go to confession and to confess our sins. But the peace that we can experience as a result of that, when our sins are absolved, is something that's so powerful. And it's not just a psychological feeling like, okay, I've done confession, I've gotten through it, and that's over, so I can relax now. It's a deeper sense of peace. It's knowing that the guilt that we've carried because of our sins has been atoned for by the power of the cross, and that the disorder between us and God that results from that sin has been healed. And the reason that brings peace to us is because at the deepest levels of our souls, we're created for union with God. And so if there's something interfering with that relationship, and something that's causing guilt, then deep down, there's going to be a lack of peace. But in the sacrament of confession, when we're reconciled to God, you know, that is healed. And at the depths of our souls, you know, our relationship with God is restored. And so the effect of that is a deep and a profound and even a supernatural level of peace. You know, the second place where I find peace is at Mass, and especially at the consecration. And, you know, that's the moment at which the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary is made present to us. You know, that was the sacrifice that reconciled us to God. And so it's at that moment that that sacrifice is made present, and Jesus Christ becomes fully present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. And, you know, that's a moment of tremendous peace, you know, as the fruits of his sacrifice are made present. And, you know, even, you know, after the Eucharistic prayer, you know, the priest says, "The peace of the Lord be with you." And the people respond, "And with your spirit." You know, that is the peace that comes from the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that reconciles us to the Father. That's the peace that comes forth from the Holy Eucharist. And the third place that I experience peace is, you know, sometimes, you know, not always, but on occasion, you know, doing some good work, you know, something that, you know, I definitely know is God's will. You know, on occasion, it might be, you know, feeding or providing for someone who's hungry. Or, you know, maybe, you know, bearing wrongs patiently or forgiving or letting something go, or sometimes just doing the daily responsibilities of life intentionally. And there's not just the sense that this is the right thing to do, but sometimes there's an experience of the peace of Christ. Like, God is at work in this action. Like, this is his generosity that's being shown to this person in need. Or this is his patience and his forgiveness that's being shown to this person. And so it's an experience of peace because it's an experience of Christ working through us. And so peace is the fruit of that action when God is present through our actions. And so hopefully, you know, all of us can, you know, relate to moments like this where we've experienced a deeper and a supernatural form of peace. You know, maybe just for short instances or maybe in a longer term. But those moments of peace that we experience here on earth at those moments are a foretaste of the eternal peace of heaven. You know, if we think about the experience of peace after confession, you know, imagine living that peace for all eternity. You know, peace is one of the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. And the fruits of the Holy Spirit are perfections that flourish in our souls when we're in a state of sanctifying grace and when we're living in union with God and when we're living a life of prayer. So when things are centered on God and ordered towards God in our life, then peace is the fruit of that. It is the perfection that comes about because of that. In our second reading today, St. Paul talks about good works. And what he teaches us is that they're not just good things that we do, but they're actions of Jesus Christ through us. You know, St. Paul says that Christ has begun good work within us, and he will complete it, that he is the one doing the good work within us. And so I think that's a powerful thing for us to reflect upon, is that peace is not so much about what we do. We are not the source of peace. Peace comes about when we allow Christ to work through us. And what that means is that we cannot attain peace on our own. You know, there's no exercises or things that we can do on our own that can bring this deep and lasting peace. Peace comes through a life of grace, and it's allowing Christ to work through us. And when we're in union with Christ, that's the fruit of that deep and profound peace. The very first words that Jesus said to the apostles after his resurrection when he appeared to them are, "Peace be with you." And, you know, that's the blessing that we give at Mass, the peace of the Lord be with you. And it's also what we wish for our deceased loved ones. We say, you know, may they rest in peace. You know, peace is a very important theme that runs throughout the liturgy and throughout our faith. And so the second week of Advent, I encourage us to reflect upon true peace. That peace is not something that just flows from, you know, having a relaxing circumstances around us, but it's something that comes interiorly. And so I encourage us to reflect first upon those moments where we do experience those moments of supernatural peace in this life. And the second question is, you know, how can we more deeply immerse ourselves in Christ, the Prince of Peace, so that we can experience that peace more fully? Is there some area of our life that we haven't turned over towards him, to him? Or maybe do we need to go to confession? Or maybe, you know, there's some area of good works that the Lord is calling us to so that his peace can reign within us. And as we allow Christ's peace to reign within us more fully in this life, he will draw us ultimately to the peace of eternal life.